Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
And welcome to Broken Simulation. Simulation. Did I say it right? Simulation?
Yeah, that's about right. You still got a little hitch in your giddy up there.
Simulation.
Simulation. Well, I'd just say broken sim.
Welcome to Broken Simulation.
Yeah, and just real quick, guys, we have a new Twitter. We're back on Twitter after being banned. At Broken Sam on Twitter. That's at Broken Sam. We're going to be sharing some of the crazy stories. Also, if you want some bonus content and to help the show out, you really would be helping the show out, visit patreon.com/brokensimulation. That's patreon.com/brokensimulation.
And join me, I'm joining him on his hot podcast, burning up the charts. Okay. Big in Vietnam. What are we saying to our Vietnam friends? You got to always have that ready, dude. You got to have that ready, dude.
I forgot. I closed the browser and I've
always have our Vietnam friends ready.
I'm going to write that as a drop. I'm going to get that saved. As a drop. You know, I got some news, too, by the way.
Uh-oh.
We have recently appeared, and because I get these emails from this place called Chartable.
Yeah, they hit me up all the time.
Yeah, and we are appearing in the comedy charts in Ghana.
Ghana.
Ghana, welcome to the Sam family.
Oh, my God. Hello, Ghana. Hello, what do they speak? Ghanaese? Gonorrhea? What do they speak? What do they speak in Ghana?
What is the language?
Look up Ghana, and we got to do something to our Ghana friends. Hala, hala, Ghana, Ghana.
English is the official language of Ghana, so this might be the hardest one yet.
Yeah, that's actually true. I can't talk. Can you look up what makes American English and Ghana English different so we can make sure that we're not losing anything in translation?
Due to Ghana's colonial history, Ghanaian English most closely resembles British English, although it is decidedly varied and deviates from the standard in many ways based on your location and context. It sounds a lot like British English.
The British?
Yeah, it's kind of like probably like Nigerian maybe.
So do you think that like Broken Sim and Mr. Bean are like icons in Ghana right now? Right? Me and Mr. Bean just can't go anywhere. So today I was driving to do the show with Callan, and on the back of a bus was just this picture of a black actor, male, and his name under it.
What? Just like hire me, you know?
Just like an ad. I'm like,
I wonder if his agent put that up and if he knows about it.
Well, I mean, like, what kind of ad? How much do you think that ad costs?
A lot. Yeah. Let's see. An LA bus? Like an LA
bus? He put it on the back of an LA bus.
Okay. Let's check this out. Bus ads range from $5 to $6,500 per display per four-week period for bus exterior and range from $20 to $50 per display for inside a bus for per four-week period. So, yeah, you could be paying anywhere from $500 to $6,500. I assume that depends on the route.
Johnny, I want you to ask him what we can get for $500 because I think Broken Sim needs to be on the bus. That's our demographic. Me and you, shirts off, Rumble, we'll put something on there about watch these two dudes. Go at it. top 100 comedy podcasts in Ghana.
Get our faces on some benches and stuff.
Yeah, dude. Did you see that? Okay, I know we want to get Oscars real quick, but before I do that, verdict was talked about. The verdict was done.
Derek Chauvin, yeah.
Yeah, and found guilty. Thoughts on that?
You don't agree with me on this, I believe, but if that had not been the verdict, I think LA would be, we'd be putting
agreed.
Out.
Agreed, Johnny.
Well, you do agree.
I agree. I'm happy he's found guilty solely because I don't want people's businesses to get burnt down.
Okay. I thought you thought that your opinion was that was all hyped up and that wasn't going to be.
Well, I am surprised that it came back guilty. I thought for sure maximum chaos would be, you know, to find not guilty so everyone goes nuts. But I also think, you know, I don't want to get too political here. But the point is, so right before the verdict is about to be put out, like a day or two before, I'm walking my dog down Hollywood Boulevard again.
As you do.
And I notice that the Hustler store is boarded up.
What do you mean? Like closed or?
No. The door's open, but it's all wood.
Yeah, because there, if you don't know about the Hustler store, all glass. The
all exterior, glass. Yeah. And apparently worried about BLM and Antifa burning down the dildo shop. Okay? That's where
first,
we are,
first place
are
you go.
In a society that business owners.
There it is.
No, that's the one on Sunset. That one's it. Okay. That one's it. And they have all the glass, right, all the glass covered up, plus the doorway so you can still open it, and a security guard sitting out there because they're worried that Antifa is going to come and burn the shit down. A dildo shop.
Yeah,
they're worried about BLM and Antifa looting a dildo shop. Most of the dildos in there are black dildos, okay? So we're looking at like... We're looking at black-on-black crime here, okay?
Oh, God. Sam is working out material, and that was great, man.
Right?
That was
so good. By the way, Johnny, this whole show is working out material. Know, that is the only purpose of this show,
so
is
good,
to work
dude.
It out, okay? So then you have a bunch of Antifa going in there, and they're just going to jack vibrators, right? They're going to be – you're going to have these – who do we know goes to a BLM march? White women, white Antifa are going to be flicking their bean for George Floyd against oppression, being like, zzz, zzz, and they're gonna be like, I'm squirting for Floyd. I'm squirting. I'm squirting for Floyd. I'm squirting for no justice, no peace. That's what they're doing right now. I mean, that's where we're at. You got, if you're a dildo store, you gotta worry about looters.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, is that where we're at right now?
It appears so, yeah. Sucks, man.
It sucks.
Sucks because, I mean, that's their target demographic.
But you know what the BLM is not going to take, Johnny?
Go on.
BDSM stuff. Because they're not into slavery role playing, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They've had enough of
that. By the way, I did that joke on stage one time, and some door guy did it in fucking Kill Tony a week later. Don't think I didn't notice that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
Everybody now suddenly, Johnny, everybody's at, when it comes to the coronavirus and vaccines, all it's become a giant Holiday Inn commercial. How do you know that? I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night.
Well, dude, and we've been for, you know, what, more than a year now, listening to them tell us that we, 6 feet, got to stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
6 feet. That's the magic number. It will keep you safe. 6 feet MIT this week. Did you see?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see? It doesn't fucking matter how far apart you are or are not. It's pointless. Nothing matters anymore.
Yeah.
You could be 60 feet or 6 feet. It's all the same.
And how about Biden's tweet? If you're vaccinated, you can walk around with no mask on. I mean,
of course.
Dude, nothing's changed. It's the, you know? And now you got to say, hey, man, well, I want them. Hey, did you have corona a fucking year ago? Okay, we need to see proof of that. Because if you're still alive, that means you beat the and you have the antibodies for it. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I don't want to get into that because that's not the show. I want to go back to basically, why are you going to loot a fucking anal bead store? Right? Why does an anal bead store, a butt plug place, worry about people looting
it? Yeah, I mean, go to Gelson's for crying out loud. Get some rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
And feed your family.
Eat some shit. Yeah. That's a great story. I'm like, do even people even care about what is actually going on? Or are they just like, I need a new TV?
Yeah, that's it.
Johnny, I've fucked up, man.
Uh-oh. What'd you do? Is this got anything to do with Maker?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm so upset.
Go on.
I fucking sold my... I converted my Maker
You liquidated your Maker.
Yeah.
And then...
And now it's exploded.
And what'd you put it into?
I got in this other one that's doing okay.
But Maker is, yeah.
But Maker's exploding.
Maker's been getting a lot of press.
I'm pissed. I just need to get down to 2,500 and I'll buy one. Right now, it's like almost $5,000.
How much did you get out of? I mean, was it a big number?
Yeah.
You must be sick. That's the worst, dude.
Well, you know what's so funny, Johnny, is like I technically don't feel bad because what I did was I sold it. I liquidated it. Great way of saying it. Then I bought this one coin, kind of was like, fuck this coin, liquidated it again, and then went and bought XMR. and XRP.
Yeah.
Which Ripple. Are both doing really well.
Not a big fan of Ripple.
But, I know you aren't, but you already see that they said they're going to, he might liquidate all the stuff he's holding on to.
I would feel better about it if he did.
I think he may get the pressure, but that might be all part of the game anyways. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at, dude. I mean, you know, have you been seeing all these new fucking coins coming out? And they're
endless, endless.
So we talk about this on Cash Daddies. I think it would be really funny. The porn industry wants to get in on NFTs.
Of course they do.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, if you can get Belladonna getting gangbanged, like, and you could own that scene for the rest of your life, you own that?
Can we be honest for a second about, I know you have a show, a finance show, man, but NFTs, almost without exception, there are a few exceptions, like maybe like music or something, are a bullshit cash grab.
Dude, not only that.
They're nothing.
It is money laundering.
Yeah, it's vaporware. Dude.
Oh my God, I just bought fucking LeBron James NFT. Money laundering.
Yeah, dude.
It's money laundering.
Don't spend your money on NFTs. Sorry. Unless Broken Simulation or Tinfoil Hat have NFTs.
Do you know who started that shit? The guy, the twins from the Facebook movie that isn't real.
The Winklevoss twins.
Yeah.
The Winklevi.
So they took a lot of their money. They started, I guarantee you, they started throwing money into these first NFTs going, whoa, look at this.
Oh, yeah. It's probably buying them from themselves.
Right? Oh, this. Oh my God. I can't believe this went for $6 million.
It's like when GoldenPalace.com would buy a toast with the, you know, Mary, the mother of Jesus in it, you know,
yeah.
for like $60,000.
Yeah. Or the guy that bought the banana for like $3 million,
yeah.
then walked up and ate it. It's so obvious that guy is an actor playing a role.
Yeah, I think all those are fake, probably. It's got to be.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So that's my whole opinion, dude. It's all. I just hope the porn stars get most of the cash and not the greedy fucking industry that is porn. I want the women to get it. The more, the merrier.
Isn't it funny how a lot of the shit that they're making NFTs of, if you had a real version of it, you couldn't sell it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, dude, you want to hear some creepy shit? You remember when that World Economic Forum video came out? Like, in the year 2030,
you will own nothing.
Yeah. This fits right into that, dude.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
So this is that decentralized land, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If people keep telling you to try meditation and you're like, when would I have time? You should check out Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. I've had this app for years now. I love it. It's really simple. It's one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace can really help you feel better. Are you overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has a wind down session that their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/broken. That's headspace.com/broken. For a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. Again, this is the best deal offered right now, and it's at headspace.com/broken. Go there today.
Did you hear the NBA players are hitting on Kobe's wife?
Well, yeah. No, I didn't.
Right? They're all trying to sling dick at her.
Of course they are. Of course. Did you see that their deal with Nike expired? And one of the reasons...
Oh, yeah. Bring that up, too, Johnny.
Her side, Kobe's wife's camp said that they didn't extend the deal is because they didn't feel it was as good as, quote, the lifetime deals given to LeBron James and Michael Jordan. How do you give a lifetime deal to somebody who's dead?
That's a great guy.
He's dead.
Yeah.
What, you want a lifetime deal?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you do? How many points did you score?
And where are you going to go?
Yeah, no.
Where are you going to go?
You're not an asset.
Reebok?
Kobe's name is an asset.
But even that, it's not the asset.
No, it's mostly his retros, like his back, his old shoes.
The truth It's Michael Jordan and nobody else. Even LeBron James doesn't sell close to what Michael Jordan sells.
Jordan brand is a, it'll never, it's a.
You know what it is, Johnny? It's the name Jordans, right?
That's it.
Dude, you got any Jordans? Dude, just like what? The video game, Madden. Dude, you play Madden?
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, it means football video game, basically, is what it's coming.
It's like, it's not called the NFL. It's called Madden.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the UFC didn't try to make Rogan.
What do you mean?
A game where it's called Rogan.
Oh, like Rogan 2013.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, you got the new Rogan, bro? Dude, I play Anderson Silva. Right?
They just call it UFC.
Yeah, which I get.
Sorry, I'm trying to find something that I had for you here. But.
All right, Johnny, do you want to hear my other story?
Yes, please. Can we? Let's just do ratings real quick, then we'll get.
Okay, go in the ratings. Time for a new segment called "Reading Your Comments." No, is that what it's called?
It's not. Well, it's not a new segment, but we're gonna do a segment.
We're gonna bring it back from the dead.
Reviews. I think it's just called reviews.
We've got a new segment that was an old segment that we're rebranding in a new segment. It's called "Reading Your Reviews."
It's just called reviews. I already made a graphic.
It's called reviews.
All right, here's one that this might be one of my favorite reviews ever. It's a 5-star review. Please leave your 5-star reviews. They help the show out a lot, and if they're funny, we'll read them.
We will read them.
Ted Kaczynski wouldn't care if you used technology to listen to this podcast.
Ha! Boom! Is that 5 stars?
Yep, that's from Ian Mac, MCC.
Thank you, Ian NCC.
MCC.
MCC.
Broken Simulation. This guy just has a real simple message and quotes. Bobblehead alert. Bobblehead alert.
Oh, somebody came up with a great name.
Okay. What do you mean? For that.
Bobblon.
I didn't see that one. I saw a couple others like I can't remember. But yeah,
I love Bobblon.
That's a good one. Yeah, we'll call it Bobblon. That's good. That one was from.
But I'm going to get shit from that because the conspiracy people. Babylon.
Yeah,
fucking. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Los is my name is that was the person responsible for that one. This is from F. Giez. Awesomely awesome. If you love random stories, bobbleheads, and hairy Armenians passionately yelling at you with his country boy sidekick Ward, this is the show for you.
Getting creative.
That's 5 stars. Happy Hands has a 5-star review. He says, I love this show. Johnny has a beautiful laugh like melted butter on warm toast.
Oh, God. Why are your fucking family commenting on this show?
Let's see. 5 stars from Jizzy111. So funny and interesting. Johnny and Sam have a great, funny show. I've always listened to every episode in the past few days. I've listened to every episode in the past few days. Work just goes by so fast listening to this funny and great pod.
Thank you, dude. I want this show not to be called Johnny Woodard Presents Broken Sim with Sam Tripoli. Can we do that? Can we do that?
This one is from Goose Manzada. What you need is the subject. And then it says, this is the podcast you never, well, this is a long one, you never knew you needed. Sam Tripoli brings the funk as he steps a bit away from conspiracies to indulge a lighter side of things with world news, pop culture, and just pure comedy. The chemistry he and Johnny have really shines, and it is great to hear them to go back and forth on different topics. I couldn't stop laughing during the Hollywood Boulevard fight story. That was great. And knew I had to review this one. Love everything Sam touches, from Tinfoil Hat to Patreon, but Broken Simulation has quickly become a podcast that skips to the front of my queue every time it drops. Thank you, guys. Keep it up.
Yeah, there's a guy on Instagram that does really great memes for everybody. And he listed all the podcasts that he listens to regardless of topic or guest. If they're a new one, he'll listen to it. And he had Broken Sim, Union of the Unwanted, and Tinfoil Hat on there.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. Thank you, guys. Even though I do yell a lot, I am sensitive. And I am very appreciative of anybody that listens to the show because, you know, there are so many podcasts.
Did you just post a I got a YouTube alert. Opiate of the Asses just posted. Did you just do that while we were on the show?
No, I posted that 2 days ago.
Oh, that's weird. I just got an alert for it now, isn't it?
True. Yeah. Welcome to Sam Tripoli's YouTube channel.
Yeah, really. This is from RX Savage. I think it's supposed to be like RX Savage. Need more and more frequent episodes. Love this pod. Always laughing, especially the ad reads. Now, this one is a guy that is from my hometown. I know that because we've communicated on
Johnny's
Instagram.
A local celebrity.
This is from Matt Blackburn, 82. Blackburn from Laurel Hill, North Carolina. What's up, Sammy TJ? Nice and your boy XG. Love all the casts. I almost laughed myself off the treadmill listening to you fellas. Great cast. I'm loyal to the foil, but I'm getting more broken as we progress. Shouts out. The treadmill turns into a large clothes hanger.
Shouts out.
One more here. This is from your boy Carson Mapes. Love the contrast of your personalities coming together as one. Also, I belly laughed at Johnny's comment, I think, after Sam's 5 silver coin story where he quipped, "Betray your master, keep on rocking." Don't quite remember that one. But
I don't remember, but
I think
it
was,
sing.
It was you said somebody paid you in silver coins, and yeah. I said something like, what, to betray your master? So I think the Jesus story, you know, Judas got paid in silver.
Really?
Yeah, to...
That's a weird story to remember. Well, I thought you were going to start singing Metallica. Obey your master.
Master.
Johnny, can we talk about something real quick? I know we're in a segment called Reviews.
Yeah. We got through it.
Talk about how annoying...
Oh, so this guy says, we remind them of the early days of Howard Stern and Robin. That's from Hector.
Dude, you're obviously the black chick with big tits in this show, right?
I read the news. I'll buy that.
No, Johnny, it's your show, so I'm Robin. I don't have black tits. I just have Armenian tits.
MMB, top 100 comedy show in Vietnam, he says.
Oh, snap!
Awkward Johnny, a guy sharing with my name, apparently. He says, Johnny's ad reads are classically bad, and that makes it even better. Don't fast forward, he says. So.
Guys, don't fast forward Johnny's reads. He's afraid to read out loud, and if you fast forward it, it makes him sad.
A lot of other positives here. Vietnamese top 100 comedy podcast, Huge and Nam. This guy,
dude, we're Huge and Nam.
Lama. We got a lot of reviews. Thank you guys so much for all these
reviews. Do Ghana and Vietnam get along? Can you Google that real quick? Because I would maybe like to do a tour and bring them together.
Sam got a 4-syllable word correct and nearly pulled off a 5-syllable word. Yeah. That's 8 billion languages.
That's rude. I'm trying.
That's a 5-star review, man. That was a compliment. What are you talking about, dude?
Okay.
I don't see anything on the relations between Ghana and... I think you're good.
So we might be bringing countries together. That's what Broken Sin does. It brings random people together.
Somebody wrote us a message in Vietnamese, so I got to translate
it. Oh, shit. On. Can you just attempt to read it out loud? Please read it the best.
I mean, the way Vietnamese is, it doesn't even work.
Oh, like, you know, Johnny, you should download that app that where you could put it onto something. It will translate into English.
Oh, I have that. Yeah, I'm just translating right here, though.
Okay.
It says, you will need to wear a vaginal mask for the entire episode. I love this program.
Oh, man. Shout out to our Viet Cong friends.
Alien Tom.
Now, is Viet Cong a slur?
Well, Viet Cong was the enemy during the Vietnam
War. Oh, then I take that back. Johnny, edit that out. To our, what's a positive Vietnam?
Vietnamese, huh?
Vietnamese.
I mean, that's what the people there are.
Johnny, get it open, dude. I want to do a quick.
Oh, you want to do that? Okay, hold on. Just a second. We got to say another message for our Vietnamese
listeners. Please.
Here we go.
Please.
What would you like to say to the people of
Vietnam? I am sorry for referring to you to Viet Cong. I love you, and I thought that was like a Care Bear type affectionate term, and I realized I was wrong. I am sorry. I love you all. Long time.
3, 2, 1.
Tôi xin lỗi vì đã gọi bạn là Việt Cộng. Tôi yêu bạn và tôi đã nghĩ rằng đó là một chú gấu chăm sóc.
One more time in case they didn't hear me. Let's hear it one more time.
Right in the camera, please.
One more time.
Don't forget to move your mouth. Your hands don't really need to move that much. This is not, you're not doing the dancing that Mr. Roboto here.
Do it.
Tôi xin lỗi vì đã gọi bạn
Why
là Việt Cộng.
Like
tôi yêu bạn và tôi
deaf.
Đã nghĩ rằng đó
They're
là một chú gấu chăm sóc.
I'm Italian. Even when I'm doing Vietnamese, I talk with my hands.
That's how Italian people talk with their hands.
Hey, and with a little robot in there.
Yeah, the robot, I think.
With a little robot.
I think I think there's a little too much robot.
Dude,
there.
I'm so happy that we could talk to our Vietnamese friends.
So, yeah, whatever app you're using, please leave us a 5-star review.
We'll leave us a 5-star review in whatever native language you are listening in.
This has been reviews.
This has been reviews. We reviews your reviews, and we reviewed the reviews. I hope you review it. Review!
Mom wiped your ass for years. Return the favor with the perfect gift for Mother's Day from Hello Tushy. Bring your mama into the future with the brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment. It's stylish, eco-friendly, easy to install, and will help her stop flushing her retirement down the toilet in toilet paper costs. Hello Tushy 3.0 cleans butts like a champ, but it doesn't stop there. It cleans itself with the Smart Spray automatic self-cleaning nozzle. That's trademarked. When we say anyone can put this shit together, we mean even your parents. Yes, yours. Hello Tushy 3.0 attaches to their existing toilet with no electricity, extra plumbing, or tech support FaceTime calls, and cuts toilet paper used by 80%. So the Hello Tushy bidet pays for itself in a few months. Plus, every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. Mom already got a Tushy on her pot? Blow her away with an upgrade to the new Hello Tushy 3.0. If she's new to the revolution, have her join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now for a clean butt with every flush. Give the gift of a clean butt. Go to hellotushy.com/broken to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners at hellotushy.com/broken for 10% off. That's hellotushy.com/broken.
What's your next story?
Can we do the video that you want to play? Can we run that real quick? Okay. This is so funny. My friend sent me this.
It didn't have a lot of views, by the way. They must have followed this person. It's still only it's got fewer than 10,000 views. When I saw it, it had like maybe 1,000 or a few hundred. So this is something that a lot of people don't know about.
So let's just get into this.
And it's hilarious.
This is okay. So basically, a friend, comic friend of mine, sent me this. This is from Isabella.
Isabella Sinclair.
Beautiful young lady. She is running a video. Now, Johnny, if you didn't know what this video is about, based on the background, what do you think this lady's about to talk about? Based on what you see in the background, and can you describe it to our Vietnamese listeners?
Well, it looks like she's in the corner of the set of like an old Western saloon,
yeah,
or something like that.
Like, or yeah, maybe at the Magic Castle.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. Or yeah, it looks like maybe she's kind of snuck off to the corner to do a quick vlog from the Magic Castle. You know, like they're having an open weekend.
What do you think that is behind her? It's a drawer.
Oh, it's a drawing. It's like a writing drawer. Yeah, okay. That thing folds up, and then you can have your paper. It's like a stationary drawer.
Okay, and then table. We have this.
Yeah, sort of a. It's everything in the room is a kind of maroon red, not unlike our walls in this.
Yeah,
very
right.
Room.
So it's like a curtain, right? What
yeah,
would you
and
say?
She's got
drapes?
A curtain drawn behind her.
Yeah, yeah.
With
little frizzy,
some
little
dangly bits. It might be what you would find inside like the tent of a gypsy or something.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
that.
For sure. Yeah. So this looks like it could easily be in Game of Thrones. Am I right, everybody?
Absolutely. Yeah. It looks like the tent that, like the war tent that
yeah.
Jaime Lannister
yeah.
would have.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A Lannister tent. What
this totally looks like.
Yeah. Like Tyrion Lannister is having sex with some chick behind that.
For sure.
Right there. Yeah.
For sure. Or
midget.
Twin Peaks.
Yeah, Twin Peaks. Could
this
be.
Has a Twin Peaks vibe to it.
Yeah, totally, totally, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
So she's a good-looking lady,
absolutely.
Obviously. We as men love what we see here. And so if you had to say what she's about to talk about, Johnny, what would you get into? What if you had to guess?
Well, I would say she's about to give she's talking to us about how the
some
old
issues.
Western saloon she's been in is
yeah.
in danger of being
yeah.
destroyed by the city.
Yeah.
You know, and she wants to make it a historical landmark. And she's trying
maybe
to get
that there is like some kind of prejudice in the burlesque community or something like that, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Could be, yeah.
Maybe Cirque du Soleil treats women different. Maybe there's
yeah,
some sort
like,
of discrimination involved.
Fortune tellers aren't
yes.
getting the same. Female fortune tellers aren't getting the same kind of pay.
Yeah, there you go. So, like, she looks like. Even though most psychics I know are brunette, except for one, Simone, that I know is a blonde, most of them, most psychics are brunettes, right? Wouldn't you agree on that? They tend to be brunettes.
I have no
Johnny,
idea.
Come on, man.
I really don't know. I don't know enough to say. I really don't.
Johnny.
I promise you I don't.
How many times you drive by those psychic reading places
and it's
some gypsy chick sitting outside? Nobody ever goes in yet. It never closes.
Yeah. Oh well, most
it's
of them
definitely
front.
A front for cocaine and hand jobs. Am I right, Johnny? I have a psychic reading. Your palm is giving hand jobs. That's what I read right there. That's what I'm reading. Okay. Yeah. You're giving hand jobs and throwing out eight balls that are probably stepped on. Am I right?
Somebody had told Deshaun Watson about this. You know, he wouldn't.
Can we talk about that for a second? Yeah. Like, dude. Like someone who has a sex addiction, let me just say, when you find one chick that works, stick with her.
Couldn't do it, man. Couldn't do
this
it.
This guy's just asking everybody in Houston for handies.
Gotta refine your method, man.
And here's the thing, Johnny. I know you've never paid for a handy.
No.
And I've never paid for a handy. Okay?
Okay.
But let me just say this to you, my friend. Like, why would you pay for a handy? You can give yourself a handy. Right? It's like when you go to a restaurant and you order spaghetti and meatballs. You can make that at home. Why are you paying a professional to make you like mac and cheese? Am I right?
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. The most I'd say 90% of hand jobs are given to guys who wanted more than a hand job.
Yeah. And that's all they can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, okay, I'll jerk you off.
It's like you went to Ruth's Chris and you only had $10, so you ate cheesy bread or whatever.
What is the signal for give me a handy?
It's this guy right here. No, it's this. It's like that's like the one saying you're a jerk off, that one. Why are you whistling? What's that?
Yeah, that's how you do it. Good. So basically, based on energy, if you're watching, let's see what she's talking about. Here we go.
A few days ago, I was sent some video clips that were created from audio files of a woman attacking a pro-dom because she found out her husband.
Pro-dom. We're talking dominatrix, so you understand where we're going. I have a lot of friends in the dominatrix community, very much devastated by COVID. We talked about it on past episodes, Johnny. It was one of our top five industries affected by COVID. How can you be 6 feet away and dominate some gimp? Right? How can I kick you in your nuts, slave bitch, if I gotta stay 6 feet away?
Impossible.
It's impossible.
You need a
bullwhip. So this industry has been devastated. They have to work when they can. Okay, Johnny, if you watch my special, I had to go do stand-up in front of an all-dominatrix group. They hated me at first. I got heckled by a guy with a giant Jewish fro, had horn implants, all black eyes, full beard, in a wedding dress. And and every time I dropped the punchline and got no laughs, he'd yell, "I want to fuck you in the ass." That's what he would yell
at me. So funny.
And the punchline is, I felt like I was about to get prison rape. I felt like I was in Narnia and I was about to get prison raped by the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Okay. That's what we call a quality written bit.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
But I know this about the Dom community. They are sensitive about how they are treated. And I understand that. Okay. So I just want people to know I understand that.
And they got to be careful to keep boundaries because legally there's a distinction between being a dominatrix and a prostitute. So they're very sensitive, naturally, I think.
Well, even in pornography, you could be a porn star, but they hate being called hookers or escorts.
Yeah.
The difference is what?
And then prostitutes in a cat house.
A camera?
Yeah, that's all the difference.
Right?
That's all the difference.
You just throw up a camera, it's like, no, I'm art. I'm doing art.
Yeah.
I don't even care about if you're a hooker. It's the most capitalist stuff ever. Right? Now, what's more about free market than selling holes? Right? So we got this. This is it. They're very sensitive. Johnny, did you ever know that I wanted to do the Westminster, what's it called?
Westminster Dog Show?
Yeah, but with dominatrix and their gimps. Right, where they walk around their gimps.
And now, from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, look at this. This is
Patricia and a young Johnny, the gimp.
Yeah. Johnny the Gimp. He's been a gimp for about 4 years, gave up all of his savings and everything to his mistress.
He's a classic party pig.
Yeah. And they say his prison wallet can handle anything. So he's very proud of that. Loves the flavor of poop, everybody.
He's got six whole anal beads in his ass right now as he trots around. That might explain the weird little giddy up he's got there.
Anytime they have too heavy of bags when they travel, they just stuff his ass with the rest to make up for the difference so they can get under 50 pounds.
Look at those clamps on his testicles, folks. Wow, look at that.
Or one of those little cages that they like to put those dudes in.
Those chastity things.
Yeah, that's just like, every time I think that's got to hurt, right?
By the way, I would give her some money to
beat you?
Not to beat, but like to...
Well, yeah, work your nipples.
To see her boobs, maybe?
Like, just work your nipples?
Yeah.
Dude, that's not what dominatrix do, dude. Well, they work you.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Clamp your nipples and twist them a little bit.
I know, like, you got a dom and then a sub. Are there professional subs, like, that you can just go beat the shit out of?
That's a great question. I'm not into any violence, dude. I'm just not into that. Yes, that's not my thing.
Yeah, it wasn't mine either, but...
Right? Peeing on, I'm fine with. Johnny, you ever been peed on?
No, don't want to be.
What? Johnny, it's fun and it's natural.
Okay. Yeah, I know you
got peed on. It's Mother Nature's water fountain, Johnny.
Let's get to this damn video. Here,
Johnny, God, you know, you got to be you, bro.
I don't want to talk about getting peed on.
Johnny, if you're broken and you want to pee on Johnny and you're a woman, let us know. Pitch us on it. Maybe we'll make it happen. Maybe that'll be some exclusive content.
You would have to be some hell of a smoke show for me to even
like how hot
think about like Carmen Electra in her prime. Maybe.
Johnny, you're so sexist, bro.
Sexist.
Run it, Johnny. That women have
to
be
seeing this dom as a client.
Oh, there's an edit done, right? Or do you do
that? There are a couple. As
someone who is part of the sisterhood, I sympathize with the situation because this could honestly happen to any of us. And I feel like that this topic needs to be discussed. I have waffled with the idea of not getting involved because, as my dad would say, I have no dog in this fight. But ignoring these types of attacks and atrocities are the reason that...
Okay, stop. Stop. Listen to the word she just said.
Attacks and atrocities.
Run it back one more time. Can we just see a little bit right there? We just got to hear her say this again. Here we go. Run it again.
I'm a dog in this fight, but ignoring these types of attacks and atrocities.
Stop. Atrocities.
Yeah, okay.
The U.S. government just recognized the Armenian genocide. Is this the atrocities in which she is talking about? Atrocities have a certain kind of context.
What I'm thinking at this point is that obviously a member of the dom community has been mutilated and mangled and left
murder.
Dead on the street.
I think there's got to be murder involved.
Somebody
kidnapping,
torture,
human sex trafficking, sold to Chinese dudes with tiny peepees,
had their heads sawed off,
turned into bowling balls.
Yeah.
Okay,
something bad is happening.
I mean,
female genital mutilation.
Dude.
I mean, like that cake last week.
Yeah. Atrocities, Johnny. Yeah. Atrocities. I mean, what's happening in Yemen right now?
Curb stomping, like American History X style.
Johnny, mass genocide of Yemen. I think that's what this video is about to be about.
Yeah.
Is about.
Who
her,
is this person going out and Jack the Ripper-ing doms? That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Just, I mean, maybe she's about to talk about all the doms in Yemen who are being killed off by the senseless bombing by the Saudi Arabians and the U.S. government. This is what it's got to be when you use the term atrocities.
Yeah, I'm like, what have I been missing?
I mean, dude,
how is this not in the news?
How about animals being killed on a global scale for their furs? I mean, this is atrocities to me.
Yeah.
This is atrocities.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear what this atrocity is.
I mean,
because
like,
it's
when did they
based on her demeanor, shit's about to get real, real right here.
Yeah.
And this comedy show is about to become a fucking keg fucking powder keg for a movement to explode and really wake the world up to some war crimes.
Dom's lives matter.
Okay, start making those t-shirts because obviously we're about to talk about an atrocity. Go.
The reason that these types of things continue to happen, and this, although it's not my problem, it is a problem that needs to be addressed.
Atrocities need to be addressed.
So here I am.
Okay, I thought
of 28 years. Opening up the conversation about this situation.
Stop. Stop. I mean, the tone lets me know that realize that
I almost feel like I did something wrong, like the way she's talking to me.
Maybe as a white male, I should just apologize out the gate because it's probably something white guys are doing.
Yeah.
And I feel already white guilt.
Do you think there are some guys at home just the way she's talking around? They're just going.
I think there probably are. And that grosses me out.
Yeah, me too.
Because we're talking about atrocities right now. Okay. And if you beat off to atrocities, you're not part of the human race, bro. Okay. We're talking atrocities here, dog. Atrocities? Atrocities. You're talking atrocities? Atrocities.
Who's rounding up DOMs and putting them in labor camps? My God.
Here we go. Dude.
Okay. I don't even know if I want to hear this.
Committing
I don't even know if I want to hear this. I'm a little afraid now.
I mean, this is a comedy show, right? Should we be talking about this?
I don't know, man.
Atrocities?
Yeah, atrocities.
We do not ask clients if they're married. We do not ask clients if they have significant others. That is just not our business.
So I'm guessing that what has happened is somebody was going to a dom, their husband found out, and he's just been going around killing doms.
People be dying. Hide your husbands because they be dying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like in
people
a horrible way,
be dying. There's atrocities being committed. Go on.
This is like, you know what I'm picturing actually? You remember that movie Seven where he strapped that metal dick on that guy and then made him have sex with the prostitute? That's what I'm thinking is going on with these doms right now.
Yeah,
they're being thwarted in the vag to death.
I mean, just it's offensive.
Yeah.
Whatever's happening right now,
Kevin Spacey,
it's a war crime. I hope AOC takes this up.
Yes.
I hope I hope Republicans.
Change.org. Where are you?
Is there a change.org to stop the atrocities that are obviously we're about to learn about?
We the people, the White House, where you know you can write the White House.
Dude, all we need is 100,000 signatures we'll stop the atrocities. Okay, go on.
In a perfect world, you should be able to seek these activities with your partner. But oftentimes that's not the case. Either the partner is not privy to these types of desires, or the partner just simply does not wish to engage in them, or there is no partner. And that is why we have a profession. What you're about to see is horrid.
Horrid, horrid, horrid. We're talking probably some fucking faces of death.
When she says horrid, she thinks about it for a second, and it so affects her that she has to take a moment to compose herself. Watch this again. Watch this.
What you're about to see is horrid.
Look at her. Look, dude. She's so
affected. God. We're going to see some heads being chopped off.
I understand the pain of betrayal.
Oh, my.
Probably more than most.
And I understand the confusion that it can cause.
Okay.
But the way that this is being handled is the wrong way.
Maybe there's some mental illness. Somebody started committing violence.
Murder is always wrong.
Huh? Murder.
I warn you that this video might be triggering to some.
Triggering.
Oh, no. Are we about to see a snuff film?
Yeah.
Happening in my community.
This is going to be so bad.
To one of my sisters.
God.
Is this the darkest moment on Broken Sim right now?
It has to be.
This is like the first time, Johnny, stop it, when somebody showed you faces of death.
Oh, God, yeah.
We're about to see motherfuckers be dying.
It's like Rotten.com.
Rotten 2021. Yeah.
That I'm sorry.
Atrocities.
But we are here with you. So stay strong.
I want you all to, before we move forward, to understand that what you're about to see is atrocities. And I want you to be strong, okay? Because this is some real shit that's about to be talked about. And if you're weak of heart, if you're weak of stomach, this may not be for you, okay?
We'll understand if you want to sign off and come back in 5 minutes.
Yeah. If you want to fast forward, because we're talking about atrocities right now. Okay. So, Johnny,
By all means, we got to say this, Sam.
Can you do a disclaimer and warning?
If you have any young children that have stuck around this far, bad idea already.
Weak of heart, elderly people.
Weak of heart, pregnant women.
Pregnant women, people suffering from
Anybody might be triggered.
Whatever triggered, fucking social justice warriors. We're about to see atrocities.
Okay. Basically, anybody over the age of 60, I would just leave the room for a bit.
We'll give you a couple seconds.
Three, two, one.
everybody's going to know, because I have a list of all your fucking Johns. You're a hua, a Mexican hua, and you should be cleaning a fucking house. Did you know that? Did you know that your pussy's so stinky it kills roaches? Cucarachas, la cucarachas. Tu eres come mierda, but that's okay, because I get all his money, and you don't. And I'm going to divorce him. And I'm putting you in the divorce because you are a pig. Puerca! I found out everything about you, and I hope to God you die.
Oh, man.
Somebody call me back if you want. I'm not afraid of you. You're ugly, and you have horrible stretch marks. Can you do something about that?
Oh, dude. Women roast battles are way different than guys, right?
Yes, they
right?
are.
You got stretch marks. You got sir.
Look at those crow's feet on your eyes. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, it's totally different. Go on.
Your body says that your pussy stinks.
She's got
so we heard about you, and my friend also heard about you, and you're pretty much a pig. If you have any problems, you know how to contact Mark, right? You know how to contact Mark. But guess what? I heard somebody's going to put a gun in your fucking pussy and blow your fucking cunt out because it stinks, and not because it's good, because it stinks.
Stop.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is the ultimate slam a woman can give to somebody else. Your pussy stinks.
Not just that, but everybody's talking. Everybody knows.
Everybody's talking in the chat boards. Your fucking pussy stinks.
It's so bad somebody's going to put a gun up there and pull the trigger.
Yeah, and pull the trigger.
This is so funny.
I'm calling the police. I'm calling everyone. I'm getting
stop,
you arrested.
Stop it, Johnny. Let's role play that situation real quick. Let's play real quick. Okay. Johnny, you be the cops. I'm a Bisunda.
Okay. Yes, 911.
Is this 911?
Yes, this is 911.
Okay, I know the atrocity that's happening right now.
Yes, ma'am. What's your
okay?
emergency?
Okay, what's happening is my husband is with a whore whose pussy stinks.
Whore? My husband is with this whore whose pussy stinks so bad that somebody's going to put a gun up there and pull a trigger. She's got these stretch marks, and she can't
Hold
do
on,
nothing
Johnny,
about it.
Cut this part. Start it again. I want you call me. I'm the cops.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Johnny, let's role play. You play Sunda. Okay. I'll play the cops. Okay?
Okay.
You call 911. Okay.
Hello, is this 911?
This is 911. How can I help you? What is your emergency?
Well, yeah, I found out my husband is going to this fucking whore.
What?
Yeah, she's going to this whore, and her pussy stinks so bad that I think somebody's going to put a gun up there and pull the trigger. Are you listening to me?
Ma'am, what is the emergency? This is 911.
Well, I don't know if it's an emergency, but she's got these stretch marks like you wouldn't believe. Everybody's talking about them.
Ma'am, this is for murders. This is for atrocities.
You obviously haven't smelled her pussy. It's really bad. The last time I saw a guy smell it, he killed himself, so...
This is so stupid.
Now, is this the end of it? Keep playing.
Because
I have some stuff to say. I love Sunda. I've seen her perform. She looks really hot.
She sounds hilarious. And I like her hair.
Get ready for fun. You know, I'm sorry you blocked my number. I just wanted you to know that. I figured if he has a stick in the house, she cleaned the fucking house. Because I found out you were a Mexican. And there's nothing dirtier than a Mexican, a low-life
like
Mexican
like
you.
America.
I understand that you have problems and this and that. But I want you to know something. I know where you live. I know who you are. And somebody needs to take a gun and blow your cunt out. That filthy, dirty pussy of yours. If you ever reach out to my husband again, you fuck with the wrong bitch, and I am going to get you. And if you go to the police, I will expose you, and I'll get all of his money, and we will use it. Oh my God, I just heard the horrible news, Maya. I'm so sorry you have AIDS. Does everybody know you have AIDS? If you don't, Domina. If you don't, fam.
Okay, that's the whole thing. That's one of the best things I've ever seen in my life, honestly.
On Broken Simulation, we're always talking about how there's no time like the present to make a change. And that's also true for losing weight, feeling great, and starting new in 2021. Nutrisystem sent over the most impressive selection of foods, and they've truly jump-started my journey toward improved health and weight loss. And seriously, this is not in the ad copy. This was the kick in the ass I needed, and after 2 weeks, I already have more energy. Nutrisystem is simple and convenient, with delicious meals delivered right to my door with little to no meal prep required. My favorite foods are the Nutrisystem pizza and the Nutriflakes, which remind me of one of my favorite childhood cereals. I didn't realize actually how much I miss cereal until I tried the Nutriflakes. Millions of people have lost weight with Nutrisystem. It's a science-based plan, and they have a top-rated app called Numi, that's N-U-M-I, Numi, that makes keeping track of everything a breeze. Order Nutrisystem now. Go to Nutrisystem.com/BrokenSim to get 50% off. That's Nutrisystem, Nutrisystem.com/BrokenSim to get 50% off.
That makes me so happy.
I mean,
that.
Women just, their viciousness with each other. Like, if somebody, I mean, like the way this woman, like there was death and blood.
The way she was, her
pussy stinks was like an atrocity.
Like, dude, some of the people that testified against Harvey Weinstein didn't take it that seriously. You know what I mean? They were like, yeah, he did some pretty bad shit.
But yeah.
Man, it was an atrocity. Now, I wouldn't call it an atrocity.
Now, Sunda is famous. Google this before. I believe Sunda got sued by her mother-in-law for doing jokes about her on stage. Sunda fuck, bro. Sunda don't give a fuck.
Samedia Sunda Krunkwist sued by these fucking ads.
Yeah.
Sued by her mother-in-law for being the punchline one too many times. Now, her mother-in-law, does she not like she has the exact same voice as Sunda?
Yeah.
I mean, really. Okay. Boy, this guy's a real comedian from the New York Daily News. Take my mother-in-law, please. Isn't a joke you're likely to hear often these days from Sunda Krunkwist. The veteran comic is being sued by her mother-in-law after making her the punchline of too many jokes. The mother-in-law is accusing Krunkwist of spreading false, defamatory, and racist lies with in-law jokes that have become a staple of her routine at nightclubs and other places.
And Comedy Central. But that's funny as fuck, right?
It's so funny.
I mean, that's funny as fuck.
That video, I'm going to cut that and make some drops out of it.
I know
that, like,
Sunda. She's...
Blow it out, you pussy. You know, I just want to be able to push a button and hear it. You know?
Dude, that is so
fucking
funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Funny.
Have you heard that you have AIDS?
Yeah, that's pretty funny, dude.
I love it. I love it.
That makes me laugh. Good. Right. Do you have any headlines?
Oh, yes.
Okay, real quick, Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you have another story.
Yeah, I have one more story. So, Johnny, I went to Phoenix. Shout out to everybody from Phoenix that came and saw me live.
Was it a good time?
Dude, Phoenix is the best.
Dude, when I drove out, I drove through Flagstaff, and it had just snowed, like this big snow, man, on the desert, the Painted Desert. And, man, I've never seen anything like
it. Did you jack it?
Dude, I might have, honestly. Like, it was one of the best sights. I was finally getting out west.
Did you hold your girlfriend and go, this is us? Beautiful.
No. I mean, I didn't have a girlfriend when I was driving.
Oh, Johnny.
No, I mean, that was like, God, I've been out here for more than 4 years now.
How's it feel, dude?
I like LA.
I do too.
I don't join in on.
Do you ever fly away and then you're like, you come right back, you're like, I like it?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, dude, because if you grew up in a place where, you know, the whole goal of anybody who had their head on straight was to get out of town, you know what I mean? Which is the kind of place I grew up in. Yeah, you appreciate a city, sure.
I like it. Yeah, so the drive to Vegas is wonderful. It's about 4 hours at the most, and it's really beautiful, and it's a nice drive. The drive to Phoenix is unforgiving. So me, my good friend Chris Neff from Cash Daddies.
I like Chris, yeah.
Chris is great. He's probably one of the most underrated human beings in the world.
Just as a human being?
He's a great guy.
Yeah, I like him.
He's neurotic. I'm neurotic.
He's not. Yeah.
You're neurotic. Yeah,
everybody around here is, yeah.
Outside of that, he's a great guy. We're driving. He has to pee every 2 seconds. And he's also washing his asshole. That's what he's telling me. Yeah, he washes his b-hole a lot. Him and Ari both have blood diamonds. And he got the surgery done. So he's got the fucking string loop where he can tighten it.
What, like a Crown Royal
bag? Yeah. So he's got that. So we're driving back. Johnny,
what did he do to his ass? How did it get that way?
Johnny, things happen. There's like supposedly 3 hemorrhoids. One of them's blown out.
Oh.
So anyway, he's a good guy.
Suffering than that way.
So we're driving.
That's an atrocity.
That is. Listen, lady, you want atrocities? Be a grown man, a comic with a blood diamond.
I'll send you a picture of Ari Shaffir's asshole.
I hear that Ari hasn't fixed. He just keeps shoving tampons up there.
Oh, why? Yeah, he's not going to get that fixed.
It's ridiculous. Fix your beehole.
He would rather spend his money traveling.
Fix your beehole.
The third world than fix his own asshole.
Fix your beehole. Okay. Right,
so
fix
you're,
your
you're traveling out.
We're driving back. Johnny,
driving back.
It is a 5.5 hour drive that is torturous by itself. It took me 8 hours to get home.
Oh, God. Did you see on Waze before you left that it was going to be that long, or did it just kind of happen?
Well, I wanted to get out by 10 because I thought I could be home by 3-ish because I was going to drive fast.
3 p.m.
Yeah. So I go see my kids.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, that's a bummer. Not going to see your kids.
Yeah. It was fucking. I mean, dude, first of all, I have a video of it, Johnny. I'll show you this.
Okay.
This is about 60 miles in. Traffic's bad. This is the first one.
This is the first what? Video?
This is the first of the chaos of this drive.
Oh, okay. All right.
So here we go.
I knew it. It's a car.
You guys are on two lane. There's a fire, big ass fire. The car is on fire.
Is that a semi?
Oh, my. Oh, the humanity.
No. Look at this.
Wow. Now that's an atrocity. We're seeing a real atrocity.
That is a real atrocity. Dude, now, here's the craziness. It's on the other side, but still everybody's rubbernecking.
Let's rub that. Yo, so it's slowing everybody down?
Yeah. I was like, are there dead people? Is there dead people?
Let me run that back one more time for everybody to see. Holy shit, dude. That's crazy, man. That looks like one.
What are you talking about? Neff's fucking Steven Seagal tail he's rocking?
Yeah.
Look at that thing. And he's got a blood diamond on his fucking hat, too.
That's funny.
So that was the first stop. And that slows traffic down, adds about 45.
Okay.
We have two more on this stop. Where Waze tells us.
The traffic didn't look that bad in front of you, though.
It was slowing down.
Okay.
Right? So, Johnny, we have two more times that in a 10-mile radius, 10 to 15-mile radius, it took us an hour to drive. You're going 15 miles an hour. How fast can you run? I mean, there's...
Raheem Mostert last year got up to 23.09 miles per hour.
Yeah.
That was his top speed.
We were driving slower than the fastest human being on the planet.
No, that's not... That's the fastest in the NFL last year.
So, Johnny, when you get...
Usain Bolt, let's see. Okay.
Johnny, when you get in traffic and you get through the end, don't you want to see a car on fire, you know, atrocities?
God, yeah.
Do you want to see atrocities?
Absolutely.
I want to see some fucking atrocities.
I
want to
be like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh my God, rest in peace, right? You want to do this? The thing with the fucking, every Latino does. Dana's Jewish and she does this. I'm like, you don't even believe in that shit.
That would have pissed me off that you were slowed down because of rubbernecking. That always pisses me off when people are slowed down because like a cop has stopped somebody on the side of the road.
Yeah, atrocities.
Yeah, I want to see atrocities.
Now, when I don't see atrocities, I fucking want to commit an atrocity.
I know.
Right? Why are we going so slow? This happened twice. Twice. What?
It's women.
No, dude, I think it's defensive drivers. So like we have different speeds everybody drives at, right? You got some fast people, we got some defensive drivers.
Yeah, it's funny, there are lanes for that too, you know.
And once in a while, there's the fucking they all get together and they slow everything down.
Exactly what you're talking about, dude.
Right? And you're like, where are the fucking atrocities?
There's somebody at home listening right now that doesn't realize that the passing lane
is passing, going fast. Get the fuck out of my way.
If you've got somebody on your ass and you're in the left-hand lane in the United States of America,
Johnny, do you ever just start
the fuck over
racing random people and somehow they race you and now you're in a race?
I get competitive with driving all the time.
And it's unbelievable. And by the way, I win. If I want to, I will win.
Yeah.
I win all the time. But it's weird how you just sync up.
And I'm pretty sure most of the people I'm racing don't know that they're in a race.
But sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do.
Right? Yeah. And you're like, oh, son, do you know who I am?
I'm a crazy person.
Don't you know who I fucking am, Punta? I'm fucking crazy, bro. I'm loco. Right? That's why. Don't you know I'm loco?
What is that? What is that from The Watchmen, you know? He's like, I'm not in here with you.
Don't
you're in here with me.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
Did you watch Mortal Kombat?
You just I tried to watch it.
Is it bad? I haven't seen it. I want to. I grew up with that shit.
Things don't make sense.
It's a tournament about a supernatural martial arts event
100%
that takes place on a different plane involving 100%. A guy who makes ice come out of his
Johnny,
hands.
It's what I said about it's like when people ask me, was King Kong versus Godzilla good? And I go,
as long as it obeys its internal logic, like the logic they set up in the movie, I'm usually okay with it. But you're saying it doesn't even make sense in that way?
Yeah. Some things just don't make sense.
That's too bad.
They could have made things so much easier.
Sorry, I derailed you there. You're doing your trip to...
In the movie, the guy says, like, I'm Sub-Zero. You're like, why'd you have to say that?
Yeah, I thought that during the trailer.
Couldn't you just show that earlier and for no reason you... showed him without a mask? It's like he should just show up when he's gonna fight the master and be like, I'm Sub-Zero, and just
get over here.
I love that. I mean, like, it is what it is. I mean, it's just like it didn't have to be written poorly.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder about how some of these things get made, honestly, like the writing and some of the shit. It's like, yeah, you're on your second stop now, and we just build up to it. You know,
and
it's
going to
be an atrocity, obviously.
I have my superpower gay German dog.
Yeah, you're
that just want like isn't
Roger.
Eating. Also
Roger.
Wants to piss on everything.
We've seen Roger on this show.
Yeah,
we're
Roger.
Gonna have,
everybody
we're gonna have
Roger knows
T-shirts
him.
At bsmerch.com.
Do we have Roger T-shirts?
We're going to. Yeah. We're
going to. We should sell Roger T-shirts.
I tried to make them, but the picture I have of him is not. I need a really good, like a high. Just take your iPhone and take like a good still picture of him.
Okay.
His whole body in it.
Yeah, but we gotta have it with the cigarette hanging out.
Yeah, I can add that in Photoshop.
Should be like no strings attached.
Yeah, so I can do that.
P for P, pup for pup. No strings attached. Roger, power bottom gay.
Smoke kills, something like
smoke.
That.
Smoke. But so I mean, we get through it. Did we get through the first one?
Say
there's
no
nothing.
To pugs.
And then, of course, we have to stop every 2 seconds. And then I'm having to do a podcast with you. And because there was so much congestion and everybody was on their phone trying to figure out what the traffic was, we couldn't get good reception to do Punch Drunk, and I got some fuckface yelling about that I was unprofessional from a dude who's unfucking professional.
You guys had to stop at Morongo for Neff to
play one hand of blackjack.
And take a shit, maybe?
Take a shit and wash his butthole.
And then you went to Jersey Mike's.
I like Jersey Mike's. I like it.
Well, that's their theme. Everybody likes Jersey Mike's.
But, dude, you got to admit, like, if you had to have one, we're going to go Jersey Mike's, Quiznos.
I'm going Quiznos.
Over Jersey Mike's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not against
I like
that.
The toasted. I like the toasted.
I don't know why Quiznos didn't make it.
What was slowing you guys down the second time?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just people. No death.
Slow.
No death.
That's annoying.
No nothing. Nobody.
So what happens when you get to the front of it, or do you ever?
I just fucking scream. I literally roll down my window and yell, "You fucking fuck faces! I fucking hate you!" I yell, "Where's the bodies?"
Wait, there's one more stop here.
No, there's two.
There's two. Okay.
Yeah. And then I had to drive Neff out to Long Beach.
Oh, Long Beach?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Before I got home.
How long did it take you to get home?
Dude, I left Phoenix at 10:30. I didn't get home till 8 at night. I almost lost my fucking skull.
That's a lot of driving.
By the way, I said it was 8 hours. It was 9.5 hours.
That's a lot of driving.
That's too much. You're ready to go stir crazy. I'm flying from now on.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
See, part of me just wants to take...
That's what, a 30-minute flight?
Something like take... Part of me just wants to take, like, Roger on the trip with me, but I think he'll pee on everything. But maybe I don't care.
Have you seen that train that they want to build to go to Vegas? But the train stop, the high-speed rail, starts in like, Victorville or whatever. So you have to drive 2 hours from L.A. already or take a train 2 hours.
Why can't it stop one time in L.A.?
I don't know. I just know the stop that they have starts in Victorville and then goes to L.A.
Is this how the fucking the show Snowpiercer starts?
Yeah.
Right,
that's such a good. Did you watch that movie? Have you seen that
movie? I haven't seen it, but you ever hear the theory that is the extension of Willy Wonka?
That's what it turned into.
Yeah,
I haven't heard.
Yeah,
that. Yeah,
somebody said that. Like that's Willy funny. Wonka is the beginning, and that is the end.
We're gonna show this.
So there's this subreddit on Reddit called Next Fucking Level. And it is some of the best shit you'll ever find on the internet. And this is one. Johnny, what if this is your job?
Yeah, it wouldn't be my job. I'd have to get paid so much. How much do you think this guy gets paid?
Maybe like $10 an hour.
Yeah, not enough, whatever it is. Look at him, dude. And I've always wondered how they make those things, like how they get those things up there. And this is not how I would have thought it would have been done.
By just having some dude do it manually?
Yeah. Well, I mean, wouldn't you think that they would just...
Look, and how about the guy filming it is just saying that?
Yeah. He's probably just this guy's friend. He's not even
Johnny, what about the new occupation out there called Instagram model filmer?
Oh, you mean guys who want to creep on hot chicks?
Their just job is just to film.
Oh, dude, there's you see it with every Instagram hot chick.
Look at this, Johnny.
It's unbelievable.
Johnny, I just got a tingle in my balls of fear.
Oh, it's so bad, dude.
Johnny, a tingle in my balls of fucking fear.
What we're looking at is a guy who's putting up these...
How high do you think... Johnny, I can't even look at that without my balls tingling.
These suspended power lines, these really high ones over like a big gap in a jungle, it looks like. And he's hundreds of feet in the air.
And what do you think he's doing?
He's just putting these like spacer things on that kind of hold these wires.
Yeah,
in place.
That keeps them from fuck in the wind.
Like, zing, zing, zing.
Zing,
yeah.
Zing, zinging. Do you think his name could be Zing Zing?
Yeah.
My balls tickle.
You see it in like Instagram profiles. They'll always be like picture by John Dingleberry.
And it's just
a bunch of
best.
Like pictures of chicks in like refrigerators with ice cubes on their nipples and stuff like that.
Right. All right, Johnny, what news do you got?
All right, it's now time for the news. Here we go.
It's time for the news. We got some news. Let's drop some news on your ass.
Did you want
Johnny, can
to
you clip that?
Into this?
It's time for the news. It's time for the news. It's time for the news to drop some news on your ass.
It's time for the news.
Okay. It's time for the news.
This is time for the news.
We're going to drop some news on your ass. Oh,
this is not a news story necessarily, but it is an item of news, I guess. I'm going to give you the Oscars viewership through the years, because I think we both agree, Sam, that the one that they produced this year was a shit show directed by Soderbergh.
Johnny, did you sense the Oscars were coming?
No, it was a total surprise.
Right? I mean, yeah. like literally in Hollywood, it is almost...
It's everything.
A week event.
Yeah, Oscars parties.
Everybody is gearing up.
Not this year. And it seems like people around the country didn't notice it either. Oscar, I think partly it's because nobody could go to theaters to see it. Nobody saw any of these movies.
Also, the movies that they're nominating aren't interesting to the average person.
The standard this year is naturally going to be lower because a lot of movies didn't get made, and got held back, maybe pushed to the next calendar year. You know what I'm saying? So this is a shallow talent pool this year for sure. Okay, so 2014, $43 million. I'm just going to go year by year until I get to 2020. 43, $37 million, $34 million, $32.9 million, $26.5 million, $29.6 million. Then 2020, last year, $23.6 million. And 2021, the most recent Oscars, 9.8 million viewers.
I mean,
three times fewer viewers than last year.
So you're blaming on the fact that people didn't go to movies.
Only partly. You can only partly explain it by that. It's
I
be
just think
else, yeah.
people are over Hollywood.
Could be.
I mean, people are struggling with the world we live in, and you're giving trust fund kids awards.
Yeah. That nobody wants to go see a bunch of rich celebrities jerk each other off.
Yeah. And I mean, and just Hollywood has been pushing this fucking bullshit narrative over and over and over again, and people are just over it. Do you see a chance where the Oscars make a rebound?
They would have to do something like what the Globes did and just hand it over to a personality like Ricky Gervais or somebody like that and just let them have total creative freedom over the night. And maybe if they had that feeling like the Globes do when Gervais hosts of anything could happen, maybe, but they're never going to get back to those numbers, I don't think.
I mean, I think wokeness has also ruined everything.
Yeah, it's
and the worst part about wokeness is it just anything that comes out that looks like it could fit under woke is seen as woke, right?
What do you mean?
So let's say if you have a movie with a strong female lead, right?
Okay.
It could be a kick-ass movie, right? But there's a lot of people going, oh, here we go, another fucking...
Oh, I see. They've tainted the whole thing.
Yeah. It's so hard to get excited about anything because there's just been an avalanche
These
of
Marvel
shit.
Marvel movies have done it, man. Like, Captain Marvel and all this shit, they've just ruined... Yeah.
And it just never stops. And it's just like, I just think it lets you know that there's levels to this shit.
What do you mean by that?
That there's just levels to business, and at the highest levels, they don't care about show business.
They don't care about profit even.
Yeah. That all this is
propaganda.
It's just psyop.
It's even beyond propaganda. Yeah, it's more about the emotional effect and the what it does to the public psyche.
Yeah. And that maybe someone was telling me this, you know, it was on Tinfoil Hat, but the business model of movies, which this guest Christopher Knowles was alleging is money laundering for other projects.
Interesting.
Darker projects. This vehicle for money laundering is no longer working. That people aren't going to see the movie enough to put up the facade of a half a billion dollars for a movie.
Yeah, well, and you see it. It even relates to what Bruce DeTorres, that was the guy's name on this week, right? On Tinfoil. He was talking about how you see it now. All the men in movies, they're all imbeciles. You know, they're buffoons. Yeah. And the women are the smart ones.
And they all look like they could get their buttholes bleached.
Yeah.
And you're like...
Like, I watched a movie this past weekend that was actually a pretty good movie. Every professional in the movie was a woman. Like, every doctor, every therapist, they're just all women.
You know?
I mean, and it's just... Somewhere we went from wanting equal representation
to taking
to
over.
Wanting complete wanting just to dominate. It's like revenge. They went from wanting a fair shake to getting revenge.
Well, the problem is, Johnny,
and we're in
is
the revenge stage right now.
The fair thing assumes that only half of the business is going to go to somebody when all the people want in on the business, which means they would all want 100%. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like. And what's going on is that you have very rich people portraying a certain way of thinking to people who don't have the money or resources to actually be able to survive this way of thinking, right? It's like the Kardashians and the men that they dated were always dangerous. Like they weren't, let's say, stable, right? Rappers, all this shit. And it's like, it's easy for them to make dangerous decisions because they have so much money to clean up all the problems.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
It's like teenage and pregnant, right? You like put this out and you those girls, even on that lower level, are making money that could help deal with the situation of being a teenager with a kid.
Yeah.
These people watching it?
Well, dude, reality TV is all scripted. Almost all of it.
Right.
I mean, I know that from just a little that I watch around the house.
It's just like these models of humanity portraying that making bad decisions, and that goes across all cultures, is the best thing for you, and it's not.
It's not. This video is a couple days old, Sam, but I want, and some of you at home may have seen it, I just want to show it to Sam real quick there, because it's damn interesting. Okay, so this is a security cam footage outside of this guy's house.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a woman kind of come running into this frame, and she's being stalked by what we now know is a rabid bobcat. And watch what this guy does. It's pretty cool.
Good morning.
He's going out in his car with, I guess, his lunch or whatever.
You need to wash my car.
The guy's talking to his wife, I think, or his daughter or something. She's coming out here. There's a bobcat there. It's attacking her. It's attacking her. This guy grabs it. Look at it. He's choking this bobcat. He's just, this thing's trying to kill him. It's got rabies. Look at him. He slings it, throws the shit out of it. It comes right back. Goes under the car again. Isn't that
and what
wild,
does that
dude?
Lady come and do?
Watch out! Watch out! It's a bobcat! Attack my wife! A bobcat!
And what's the fucking lady? Watch out! What's she doing?
I don't. I think she probably thinks this guy's killing this dog.
Get him! Get him! Get him!
Get him!
Get him! Get him! Big yammies over there. Why women think they can just talk to everybody?
Watch out!
I would love to know what they cut a little segment. I wonder if he dropped like an N-bomb.
Hold on, Stabby says a bobcat take no what?
No, a bobcat attacked my wife. Is what he said. Anyway, so I thought that was a video that was making the rounds this week, and I
how about did you see the video of the kids who ran up on the guy to rob him, and he was like, hey, and he knocked the thing away, and he grabbed the kid, threw him down. The kid's like, I'm sorry.
No, here we go.
Yeah, here it is. Look at this. Watch this.
They have a gun in his face?
Yeah. He grabs him.
Was that a real gun?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It
sounded kind of plastic. He must have known it wasn't a real gun. Did you hear him? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What a badass.
Yeah, but it's just like so sad that these kids are doing this.
Well, dude, I mean, did you get rid of that app? Because it's just getting crazy around here.
Oh, yeah. Why would anybody have the Citizen app on?
I had to get rid of it. Yeah,
it's like, you know why? Chicks just sit home and fucking finger blast themselves to all the chaos. Oh,
crazy,
my
dude.
God, I might die. Oh, they
my
love that shit.
My girlfriend's mom, it's freaking her out.
Women like, love that. They love the fucking finger puppets, their snatches, to fucking they might die. I might die.
It's murder TV, dude. That's,
go on, next one.
Okay, this is while we're on videos, I just want. So they installed a roundabout in Kentucky, and that by itself is news. Rural Eastern Kentucky. Now watch how these motherfuckers. This is like some highlights from their first week of having a roundabout.
Yeah.
Look at how these people drive in this roundabout. This guy's on the wrong side. See down here at the bottom. He's just going the wrong way. So is everybody behind him. They're supposed to be going this way. This guy's the only person who knows what the hell he's doing. This guy right here. All these people are going up the wrong side. They're going the wrong way still. Look, this guy's going the right way. These people are all going. Isn't that hilarious that they don't know? I mean, surely there are signs there. They're like, hey.
Dude, outside of where I live.
Look, this guy stopped here like, wait, what the fuck? Am I on the wrong side? It's a shit show, dude. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that funny? How about, we don't do a roundabout in Kentucky?
Like, there's a certain amount of car. There's a certain car that if you drive it, you're universally an idiot. Universally. And that is...
PT Cruiser.
No. A fucking... A bright blue Mustang.
That electric blue color? I know what you're
talking
about.
Yeah. It's solid blue, right? It's a solid
it's
blue
like, it's
light.
It's really bright.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone that... By the way... The fight on Hollywood Boulevard, that's what they were driving.
That's a
okay?
The classic Hollywood Boulevard brawl.
Yeah, okay. So as I'm driving by the studio, right?
Brawl on the Boulevard 2021.
So I'm going down this one street, and there's a Starbucks near it, right?
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm going down the street. This mom pulls out of the Starbucks, and there's like that, those like kind of like... center lane divider, little what are those
where
called?
You can kind of go left turn a turn lane.
No, in the middle. So
a median.
There's but they're like kind of like
You just do with your, you went like with your dick. What was that?
No. It's like they're kind of like
poles.
Poles.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So you can't go through them because they don't want people crossing off.
Divider.
They want them to go to the right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But this woman with her son decides she wants to go against the grain of traffic to go through. Well, I'm coming up. She sees me coming, doesn't care, and tries to pull out. So we're sitting here. And I'm like, go back, you fucking idiot.
Some people are so stupid, man.
So I can only see from here up. But what I see is a mom with her kid. So she's probably in her mid-40s, still holding on to it.
Responsible for another human's life.
With a fucking, like, snowboarder hat on and snowboarder goggles on.
What?
Yeah.
For the pandemic or just for being an idiot?
Just to drive because she thinks it looks cool.
Oh, God. Driving goggles, really?
Yeah.
What did she do? Just finally reverse or did you reverse?
So I said, like, go back, man. There's, like, rules to the fucking road, man.
Yeah. You're breaking them right now.
I get it. Your whole life you've had big jugs.
There are rules to the road. Sam knows because he's broken most of
them. I break all of them, okay? But this chick is obviously, since she fucking grew hair on her peach, had the world opening up to her, right? Not today, lady. Today you follow the rules. So she backs up, this crazy chick. Backs up. Flips me the fuck off in front of her family, right?
Flips you off?
Yeah. Dude, classic in L.A.
Oh,
people break the law.
You're fucking up. And
they tell you you're the fucking asshole. They back up. They go around. Does she go through the intersection? What she do, Johnny? She goes past the little median, tries to do a backup reverse and around.
What?
Yeah. So she goes.
Wait,
she turns. She tries to do a three-point turn the other way. Obviously, I'm going forward. I'm not going to wait for her to do the three-point turn.
No, fuck her.
I wanted to roll down my window and go, your mother is a cum dumpster. I can't do that, dude.
Oh, you should have.
I couldn't, dude.
You should have.
I couldn't do it to the kid, dude.
Well, what is it? Was it this woman, by the way? ABC News. Woman kills man and his dog in hit and run while fleeing from another hit and run only moments before.
Oh, my God.
This is from ABC News. A woman has been arrested after allegedly running over and killing a man and his dog.
Johnny, can you go to Twitter or Instagram and find hot mug shots? Okay. That I used to love that. It was my favorite Twitter.
You're so ADD.
Right?
You're the most ADD. We just need to have a pod like once a month where it's just you like going down the rabbit hole of, I don't see a hot mug shots though. Hold on. People, hot mug shots. Not really.
No, there's no Twitter, Instagram dedicated to hot chicks mug shots.
Instagram. Mug shots. Mug shotties. Mug shotties. Is that it?
Maybe,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, this is it. 294,000 followers. It's got to be it.
Yeah, and it's just hot mug shots.
Mug shotties.
Just all these bitches getting arrested.
This is,
Like, and they usually will tell you, look at that one. Now, here's what's so funny.
She looks like Lisa Bonet, huh?
Right? And what'd she do? It always tells you what they did.
That looks like it's been photoshopped.
Starting a riot. How funny is that?
These are all accusations.
Unknown charges. Right? Stealing watch veil at 82K. What do you think happened there?
From a men on a Vegas on the Vegas strip.
So that's obviously allegedly probably stripping.
Yeah,
or
like that.
Escorting, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. She's way too hot.
Look how hot she is, dude. Yeah. Right? Well, what is this? Unknown charges. Here's the thing about hot chicks. Oh, look at this chick.
She's got those ear things in too, man.
Ear things and nose piercing.
Fourth degree assault.
By the way, when I see a girl with their nose pierced like that, I think they bleach their asshole.
And what's wrong with that?
Johnny, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just telling you what my spider senses are telling
me. Disorderly conduct with a weapon.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Writes this one. Theft.
That makes sense to me.
You know what's so funny? What is this?
DWI.
Oh. There's so many hot broken toys, aren't there, dude? There's so many hot broken toys.
Oh, check her out.
Unknown charges.
Okay.
Keep going. You think she's the hottest one before? DUI, keep going.
They're always crying in the DWIs.
Driving with suspended license.
China sister.
Oh, how old is this?
She's kind of mousy looking.
What is she, 12?
Felony possession of marijuana and possession with intent to distribute cocaine.
Oh, so she's a drug dealer. Like, this is what I'm talking about. They're going to nail this chick with drug dealing, right? With drug dealing.
And she probably wasn't dealing. She probably just had over the limit. Like,
or she
the
was
limit.
Drug dealing. So the fuck
yeah,
what?
I'm with you.
Like, if I'm buying
but most
drugs,
of the people they get with possession with intent to distribute are just they have a little bit too much. And then
the girl likes blow, bro. Let her dance. That's
what?
A dude.
Well, I don't want dudes in my feed.
Yeah.
She's cute. DWI. Yeah.
But here's the thing.
What are we doing? This is so funny.
But here's the thing, Johnny. Like, these girls, I can that's understand why girls would be upset about this. Because they're like, oh, you know, I had a moment, and now
the
I'm...
The worst moment of my life is immortalized. Yeah, dude, I'll say...
But
okay.
Does this, like, dude, does this devalue these smoke shows
yeah,
for
you? Yeah,
it
doesn't have their names on it. We, when at a newspaper, one of the things, as print circulation slowly went down, one of the things that they could rely on to get people to visit the webpage was crime, and crime reports, and mugshots. And... we would get calls on a weekly basis from people, either them or their families, crying on the phone, begging us to take these things down. Now, it depends on who they reached, who they called, whether they got taken down or not. Sometimes we would, sometimes they wouldn't. If they had a good reason or there was a dispute about the charges or something, we would. But, yeah, dude, people...
But like, here's the thing. Like,
it pisses people off like to put those things
like
out.
Like a porno gets out by a celebrity chick. Do their careers ever get hurt? Or does it?
Most of the time, those
if
are
If a
purpose,
guy
so.
Does, like the whole thing about Brett Favre, right? When that thing came out, I know the girl who was about, yeah. Who she didn't want to put it out. Okay, she's cool. But...
he sent his dick to her, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, ooh, ha, look at his little dick. There's nothing a chick can do. Even Hope Solo, who looked like she got fucking fingered by Freddy Krueger, still gets fucking points for having a snatch.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We got to finish the news.
Okay. Hurry up, Johnny.
What do you... You had me... You derailed me.
Johnny, I'm trying to make proper content. By the way, can we go back to I'm tired of fucking hot chicks lip syncing, thinking they're doing content? It's giving me fucking annoying boners.
We'll just skip the hit and run because that was depressing. But yeah, that woman allegedly killed a man and his dog in a hit and run while fleeing another.
Is she hot?
I don't. No.
Okay.
Not.
Next.
I mean,
story.
I can show her if you want. But no.
Next story.
Okay. I don't. Have you ever bought something at the supermarket and seen like some weird shit in there, like a roach in a bag of bread, a loaf of bread?
No, I've never seen that.
Well, this guy in Sydney, Australia.
Sometimes I'll get a fry in my onion rings.
Yeah, that's the that's about as weird as it gets.
Yeah,
for me too.
Right.
This guy bought some lettuce, and look at that, buddy. There's a snake in his lettuce.
Is it dead or alive?
It is. Until a snake.
Oh, it's
tongue,
alive.
Yeah,
it's
tongue
alive.
Flicked. Yeah, it's a living snake. And it's lettuce.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Now, are they poisonous, or can that be my friend?
It was a venomous, pale-headed snake.
You motherfuckers!
Made a 540-mile journey to Sydney from a packing plant in the Australian city of
how did it live?
Toowoomba, Toowoomba.
That's somebody who hated their
Toowoomba.
Job. Toowoomba. Like, fuck it, it's my day, dude. It's my last day. I'm going to get a new job.
Yeah, somebody's got to make a pet.
I'm getting a new... I just started... Some fucking chicks. Like, I started OnlyFans. I'm not going to do this anymore.
I hope you didn't kill it.
Vampire into the lettuce, and it was on the snake, could escape.
If you had gotten bitten, you'd got to go to the hospital really, really quickly, is what they said.
Yeah. So they're like, fuck it. Send it out.
Oh, okay. So this story was making the rounds. You probably saw it, but it's just too good not to... Not to mention on our show. It's perfect for our show. Headline. This is from Next Shark, but I saw it all over the place. Japanese man arrested for tricking 35 girlfriends into giving him gifts for fake birthdays. So this guy had 35 different girlfriends, gave them each a different birthday for him so that he could get... He's just pulling in a gift multiple times a month.
Oh, my God. Would this... That lady from the earlier video consider this an atrocity?
Yeah, this is
This is the most... Female atrocity thing
ever. This guy's a genius, by the way. A man in Japan allegedly dated 35 women at the same time just to manipulate them into giving him lavish gifts for...
By the way, women do
birthdays.
This all the time.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's
the
called,
other way
it's called
around.
Tinder. Yeah.
Yeah. It's called a fucking sugar dating.
Yeah, dude. It's
only when it's the other way that there's an atrocity.
Takashi Miyagawa, 39, reportedly pretended to be in serious relationships with women before defrauding them of items. Defrauding them? What? Worth a combined total of up to $925.
$900. Dude, you know, that is how little women care about giving men gifts, right? If it was the other way around this chick defrauded 35 guys, it would be around, what, $10,000?
Dude, there's a reason there are Craigslist ads for guys like, hey, come stay in my luxury mansion rent free. You just have to be a hot chick.
So probably $1,000. So 335. So we're talking what? How many? Like a fucking thousand? 35 grand this chick would be clearing. This guy's getting $900.
The gifts varied from electronics to clothing, including an almost $280.
Where's the pay
suit?
Gap on that fucking woman's fucking soccer? Huh? Where's the pay? Nobody talks about that. Why don't we talk about the gender gap in Christmas gifts, bitch?
This is funny. He works as a part-time salesman at a multi-level marketing company, but it's basically a Ponzi scheme. And he met his victims while selling hydrogen water shower heads and other equipment. So he would just use like a traveling salesman.
What do you think?
That's a movie, dude.
Is a bigger sign of desperation? Suddenly dating a telemarketer or dating somebody in jail for murder?
Oh, it's for sure dating someone in jail. It's like those people that went to Richard Ramirez's trial, you know, the Night Stalker. And
yeah.
Like,
I mean, women love garbage. Yeah. Is there a website?
Ted Bundy, dude.
That dedicated to women who date guys in prison? Are there any of them better than a three? Is there ever anyone above a three
that? No, dude. The women that showed up from Ramirez and Ted Bundy were hot, dude.
Well, how about today?
I don't know.
Is there a website dedicated? Is there like
a
fucking calendar?
Where you can like become pen pals with like hot inmates, women, female inmates.
Really?
Oh, they put hot pictures. It's like Tinder, but these women are in prison, and the whole goal is to get you to send them money to their prison account, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you can become like their little boyfriend and stuff. Yeah.
Johnny, how'd that go for you?
Well, I wanted to kind of.
Johnny, how about this? Let's start a fucking digital currency for that. And you got to use our fucking crypto to give your fucking locked up hoe some fucking money.
After uncovering Miyagawa's scheme, the women formed a victims association.
Oh, that's so great. By the way, we are all victims of a dude who looks like he won a hot dog eating contest.
He really does look like that guy. You're right. Yeah, totally. Totally he does. An upstate New York couple may have finally solved the mystery of who's been tossing used coffee cups in their front yard for nearly 3 years. They've been tracking this guy, and they finally mounted a camera.
Oh my god!
To find the phantom litterer.
Was it the bobcat that attacks everybody? He was in rabies. He was just super fucking jacked on caffeine.
After this guy called the police, they waited and pulled over a vehicle driven by 76-year-old Larry Pope, who Cheryl Patton said had once worked with her and had disagreements with her over union issues. So this guy, this 76-year-old guy, had a beef
no
with
country
her
for
work.
Old men.
Yeah, and had been from this beef at work, had just been going by her house for years and just throwing his old coffee cups out.
No country for old men.
Isn't that funny? He was charged with harassment and ticketed for throwing refuse onto a highway.
Dude, it's just old dudes doing that.
Actually, that was not the greatest story. I want to finish on this one. This is AP, Daytona Beach, Florida. It's not unusual for rocks and other debris to crash through a windshield and injure a driver or passenger.
Enter? Like hit them and kill them?
Injure. A driver or passenger.
Yeah.
But a turtle? A 71-year-old woman riding with her daughter on Florida's I-95 suffered a gashed forehead Wednesday when a turtle smashed through the windshield of her car.
I ain't into Florida. I love Florida. There's too many wild, crazy animals out there.
A lot of alligators.
And I can't fucking deal with it.
The daughter pulled over and got help from another motorist, according to the 911 recording. Both were surprised by what they found. There's a turtle in there, the man can be overheard saying. A turtle, the daughter exclaimed. An actual turtle?
Did somebody throw it? Is someone hurling turtles?
Okay, the turtle was likely crossing the
interstate. What is this, fucking Super Mario?
The turtle was likely. The turtle was likely crossing the interstate and got knocked into the air by another vehicle. I swear to God, this lady has the worst luck of anything, the daughter told 911 as she tended to her injured mother. So there you go. All right, we just want to get one last thing in. This is just one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Okay, I gotta be honest with you, man. I have a lot of emotions when I see this video.
Okay. What are the emotions?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, this is the darkest joke ever told.
Yes.
Like, it is a dark, it's in the realm of doing, making fun of the Holocaust, abortion, special people.
This is like an outtake from The Amazing Racist by Archer.
This is the most dark of dark, 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 dark jokes. Like, who's the darkest comic you know? Like, Sean Rouse, dark, Doug yeah. Stanhope. This is on par with a dark... Dark Ari Shaffir joke.
He had a joke on Instagram favorites. Today about women being raped because they pose in front of those angel wings banners. He's saying, you know, if I'm not saying you should be raped, but if you are, it's probably because somebody was doing a community service.
Okay, it's as dark as a rape joke.
Yeah,
this is that dark.
It's
as dark
too.
As a kiddie porn joke.
Yeah, I feel like almost. Yeah, okay. But we shouldn't. I don't even know if we want to set this up as a joke, really, because it's
a joke.
I know, but do we want to tell people that before they see it, or, you know, let them think that it's a cops busting this guy, and then?
No, I think you should let them know. I mean, I don't know, man. Run it.
Here we go.
So here we go. So cops show up.
What you're seeing is two cops getting out of a police car that just wheeled into this gas station. And they're saying, get on the ground to this guy who's gotten, he's just getting off a motorcycle. He's wearing a leather jacket. This guy's hands on his head. He's on his knees.
And stop. And there's just a bunch of people standing around.
Yeah, there's
right?
a crowd of people standing around. This okay, guy's wife, both black. The man and the wife are black. The cops are white, a man and a woman cop. And the wife is getting in between the police who have drawn their guns, it appears. They're actually tasers. They've drawn down on this man, and she's getting in between the man and the police.
Yeah.
I will. All right, Cap. Pull you back up. I'll get Cap.
The police are telling him to get the gun out of his jacket. He's reaching into his jacket now. Something we've seen plenty of people do.
Okay.
Get some
shots. So this is very... There's a bunch of people just, by the way, standing around.
Yeah, with their hands in their pockets.
Yeah, they're like, hey, man, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay, and see what happens.
Well, I want to know how many of them are in on this.
And are these actual cops?
I gotta be. Or,
okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Like, what is she doing?
She's just trying to block him off. Now, look, this guy pulled something out of his jacket. And it's a ring. He's proposing
to her. It's a ring.
And people are clapping, and she's crying. She falls to the arm of one of the cops.
What
the? Crying. The woman's crying. She's crying. She thought she was about to lose her husband. She's shooting. The police.
Johnny, stop. Stop it.
And
so, Johnny.
It was a proposal.
So, I mean, do you understand why this is the darkest joke ever done?
Yeah.
I mean, our city, our country has burned for a year because of something like this. And I think it's hilarious because I'm like, you got some real fucking balls. Now, Johnny, on my other show, there's all this belief that so much of this shit you see on the news is scripted, right?
Uh-huh.
This fits right into that, right? I mean,
what
I know
you,
it's scripted.
What you mean, yeah.
Like, high impact events seem to be scripted.
Yeah.
This seems to be, I mean, it's obviously scripted.
There was better
but
acting in this than in some of the high impact events
I'm
we've seen.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I just don't know what to say. Dude, I don't think, I just don't think this is in good taste.
I mean, I think it's funny because I like dark comedy.
I don't even know.
But I think it's like, I mean, like,
I think he thought it was kind of romantic or something.
And what if someone there thinks it's real? And then starts to pop off.
Well, what if there was an off-duty cop that's driving by and, you know, how they go respond to calls and help each other out, you know, wheels in there and is like, what is this motherfucker doing? You
and
know?
What is everybody just waiting for this fucking George Floyd scenario just to fucking happen? It just makes me laugh. And just, it's, I mean, it's almost sad and like, what's she, oh my God, you got me. Of course I'll marry you.
Yeah,
and that's where the marriage starts.
Yeah, it can't get much better, can it? I mean, my God. I mean, it can't get much worse. Where's it going to go from there?
I mean, it's unbelievable, dude.
Imagine telling that story to your kids, you know.
So, I mean, right after we had a trial where a guy got found guilty for, you know, what's interpreted as murder, I decide to run this joke at a gas station, and I propose your mom why two white cops pointed guns and tasers at us.
Do you think that he does this?
What is love, baby? Don't hurt me.
Do you think he does this if Derek Chauvin is found innocent? Do you think he still does this proposal?
Yeah, no. Maybe. I mean, like, he's so retarded. Why not?
Yeah. That's the level of balls that we can't comprehend.
This is just ridiculous. Why doesn't someone in this neighborhood actually dies from a cop? It's like,
can you imagine when he was at home with his buddies? Like, hey, dude, I want to propose to Monica, but
I'm going
to
act like they're going to murder me. I have no gun, unarmed, and they're going to murder me. And then I'm going to show them the fucking ring. Isn't that a great idea? He pitches to somebody.
And somebody had to say, not a bad idea. If
he pitches to the people who made the blackface cake. Yeah. Do you think there's a place where people just go and they're like, hear me out?
The bad idea clearinghouse. Yeah, yeah. It's called Hear Me Out. Yeah.
Okay, this is our new thing. Instead of Shark Tank, we have Skank Tank, right? And like people pitch us their horrible ideas that they want to make in the videos.
Okay.
Hear me, Johnny, I want you to pitch me this idea.
Welcome to the Skank Tank, Sam Tripoli.
Coin billionaire Sam Tripoli is going to help you make your fucking...
Oh, wait. You're the skank?
Yeah, I'm the skank.
Oh, and I'm pitching the idea?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hi, my name's Billy, and...
Bill, what's going on, Bill? What do you do, Bill? What are you looking to do? I don't have a lot of time here on Skank Tank. We got to make dreams come true.
Okay, right there with you, man. Okay. Right there with you. Well, I got a... girlfriend, we've been dating.
Congratulations, thank man. You, love you, is you. Very important.
I love her.
Like, I love
her
so my much. Doge.
I love her so much, man. Anyway, we've been dating a long time, and I've been looking for the right way to propose to her.
Oh, you're going to do one of these things that everybody gets pissed at because you make the rest of the guys that don't want to look bad?
Yeah, I mean, well, you see a lot of people, like, they go to ball games. Ball games.
Yeah, I hate that, but go on.
Well, I hate it, too. It's not original. I want to do something
original. Oh, you want to go, you're thinking next level.
Yeah, and I want to do something topical that's
up like,
this
you know
time.
That new coin called Cum Rocket? That's pretty original.
I haven't heard of that coin, but...
It's about the 100X, according to Chris Neff. Go on.
Okay, I'll have to get... Can you just send me the little Coinbase
info? Of course I will.
Link. Okay. I want to do something original and that's also of this time. And really, what's the most popular thing right now? It's police shootings.
Okay. I'm a little confused here.
Well, police shooting is really popular right now. So
yeah,
what
do you mean by popular? I'd say it's a hot button issue.
Yeah. Popular. A lot of eyes on it. To use a Hollywood term, I'm a little plugged in Hollywood. My cousin is a PA at a major production house.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know the lingo. So it's, you know,
okay. Gotcha.
Anyway, it's a hot issue. It's got some heat on it right now.
Gotcha.
You know, there's a lot of rumbling.
Okay.
So what I want to do is I got a couple of buddies. My cousin used to be a janitor at City Hall where the police are.
Yeah.
And so I know a couple of cops I can go talk to. Okay. And what they're going to do is my girlfriend and I are going to be getting gas for my bike. I got a motorcycle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you, Fast and Furious?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's a Suzuki.
What are you, Tokyo Drifting?
I got it up to like 170. So
damn.
No big deal. Yeah.
You got a crotch rocket.
On the interstate.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. Always wear a helmet, though. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to be pulling into there with my girl
right.
when I get off, and then I'm going to have these two cops.
Okay,
come in.
Real cops?
Real cops. Oh yeah.
Real cops.
I'm going to go all out, man. Yeah, I told you my cousin.
Our taxpaying dollars paying for this?
Yeah, don't details, man. Okay. Ignore that part.
Okay.
Anyway, they've agreed to do it. So they're going to come out and start yelling at me to get down on my knees.
Okay.
They're going to pull out their guns.
Okay.
They're going to be tasers.
Real guns?
They look like, no, they're going to be tasers. But
okay.
They look like guns. They're going to be pointing them at me.
Yeah.
And my girl is going to think that they think I have a gun and that they want
to
shoot
so
me.
So this woman that you love that you want to propose who's going to think you could die any moment by police violence.
Well, it's dramatic.
I prefer
to think of it as a dramatic
So what
moment.
You're doing is setting the bar so low... That it's going to be high.
I didn't think of it as setting the bar low. I thought it was just kind of like a sort of a training day kind of moment.
Okay. People died in training day.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's Denzel, you know.
Okay.
It's his greatest role. So.
Smooth black. Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm a smooth black. So.
Okay. You're smooth black. Okay.
Smooth black. So stupid. Anyway, about the time I'm about to get shot, I'm just going to whip out the ring and propose to my girl. What do you think?
And how her reaction is going to be tears of what?
I don't know what her reaction will be.
Joy? Do you think she's going to be happy about being on the verge of losing the man she loves by fucking cop shooting?
Well, think about
it. And then finding out everybody's in on it?
Okay, think about this. Have you ever had food poisoning?
Yeah.
Well, when do you feel the best basically in your life? It's when you recover from food poisoning.
Oh, okay. So, like, fucking sell low, buy high. Is that what you're doing?
It's like a roller coaster, man. Okay. You get to the bottom, and then when you're done, you feel great. You feel
dude,
more alive
I know this sounds
ever.
Weird, but I'm in. I'm all in. I'm a skank for this, dude.
Okay, so what do I? What I get some Doge or something?
Yeah, you get some Dogecoin.
That's so stupid.
You get 100 Doge.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll send you my Coinbase address. Okay.
This might be the worst idea I've ever heard in my life so outside stupid. Of blackface dick.
It's so stupid, dude. All right. We had to get that in. That
all right. Good. Thank you, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll see you on the side. Rate and review, and maybe you'll get mentioned in our hot new segment, Reviews.
Reviews.